BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our listener Josh has made a big mistake involving his own eyebrows and needs some help. Also, our listener Ellen wants to press her buzzer. She thinks she spotted the best thing of 2016. And a brilliant Who game, all on this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hi, Ellen, 29, from Worksop.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you today?
Well, Scott, I'm ringing because I would like to press my buzzer for the best thing of 2016.
Now, you know when you press your golden buzzer, you can only do it once, right?
Yeah, I am fully aware of the magnitude of the decision.
It is quite a big one because I got so bored of people saying that everything is amazing and the best thing ever. So you only get one chance in the whole year to say it's the best thing. So what is it, please?
Okay, so for me, it's got to be the Pokemon experiment, Chris Stark in a bush, shouting various things such as, I'm in the bush and I've found a Pikachu, I can't believe it, and so on. It was just hilarious.
So Ellen, this is the best thing of your whole year. You sure you want to press that buzzer?
Yeah, I just don't think anything's going to top that, to be honest. Every time I've listened to it, it just gets me. It just gets me every time.
Well, how many times have you listened to it then?
Probably about 7 now.
What, on podcast?
On the podcast, yeah.
Oh, okay, go on, hit the buzzer, go on.
That's it.
You've done it. You can't say that anything else is that good until the 1st of January, 2017.
It's done.
Done. You pressed it, babes.
I'm happy. I am happy with that decision.
Ellen, should we play it again?
Yeah.
You love it, right?
I love it.
I'm in the bush. I've just found a Pikachu. Can't believe it.
Oh, God.
That wasn't the only Pokemon he found, though, was it?
Oh, no. He found a massive Charizard.
Yeah, and said it wrong.
Oh, my God. Look at the Charizard. There's a Charizard in here. Right in the bush. There's a Charizard.
Shaking the bush there.
I've only gone and found a Charizard in here.
Yeah, it would help if you said it right. As everyone corrected us, it's a Charizard. Anyway, good to speak to you, Ellen.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
No worries. Your buzzer has been pressed.
Yes. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye, though.
BBC.
Radio 1.
And if you missed that, we sent Chris out to hunt for Pokemons that weren't really there, in a bush, to see if anyone would care and come and see him. That was on Tuesday's show. It's on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We do a podcast for you every single day so that you can catch up on all the best bits and average bits of our show. It's on the Radio 1 website and it's free.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Actually glad it's a bit cooler now because I think we can all agree we all had Fetty Waps at the beginning of the week. That was Fifth Harmony and Fetty Wap with All In My Head. And it's BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Scott.
What's going on? How can I help?
I would love a bit of the Who game today, please.
Do you know, I said yesterday if there was any interest in the Who game for today, and we got such a massive response. It's incredible.
It's been ages. I need it back.
It has been a while. Do you like it?
I love it. I love it.
And do you have any Who's yourself?
I have a few.
Go on then.
Conor Maynard.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Got any more?
A bar of soap.
Do you know, I had a thing about 6 months ago where I tried to bring soap back single-handedly and actually bought quite a lot from the supermarket, but it didn't happen. It never caught on with anyone else. Are you done?
MP3 players.
Just for you, Dan, we're going to do the Who game at 1:45, all right?
Excellent news.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you know how this works. You think of something a little bit old school, a little bit in the past, or something that used to happen but doesn't really happen anymore, and you give it a large, big, meaty Who! It's me versus the world today. So we'll go through some callers in a circle, take it in turns, and you just have to say something that's a bit Who. We'll keep going until we're out of time and the klaxon sounds. Klaxon, Who? Let's go! me to start. Kim and Aggie. Hey! Line one, who's that?
Jonty.
Where are you, Jonty?
In Nottingham.
Go on, then.
Pranking people's landlines from the phone book.
Good one. Line two, who's this?
It's Aaron.
Where are you, Aaron?
I'm in Newtown.
Where's that?
Middales.
Go on, then.
Rosie and Jim.
Forgot about Rosie and Jim. Excellent who there. Line three, who's this?
That's Lewis from Derby.
Yes, Lewis?
Yes, Enya. Hello.
Who indeed? Line four, who's this?
Hello, it's me, Sean.
Go on then, Sean.
Von Dutch Cap.
Off of Paris Hilton, do you mean?
No, Von Dutch, you know, yeah. Von Dutch, hello.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to jump in. It's my turn. Tripping over your shoelaces. Hey! Line five, yes?
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Ollie from Norfolk.
Go on, then.
Panda Pop. Hey!
These are good today. Line six, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Jordan Cameron here.
Where are you, Jordan?
I'm in Dumfries, Friendly Digger.
Go on, then.
It's only Blur Friday. Hey!
Oh. One of my own who's there. Rubbish. That happened for years on a Friday. Where did it go? Line seven, who's that?
Hello, Howie from Portsmouth.
Yes, Howie, go on.
Manual choke on an old car. Hello.
Line eight, hello.
Hiya.
Hiya, who's that?
Alex from rugby.
Go on, Alex.
Tom off of MySpace.
Tim Westwood. Jonty, line one, go.
Who loves orange soda? Who loves orange soda? Is it true? Uh-huh. I do.
The best one for ages. Bit of Keenan and Kel there. Aaron in North Wales, line two, go.
Tesco horse burgers.
Eating a horse, who? These are so good today. Line three, Lewis.
Yes, knock a door run. Hey.
Sean from Trowbridge.
Hey, hey, baby.
Hey, hey.
Sean, you can't hoo DJ Otzi.
I can.
Yeah, you can. Okay, me again. Keeping a tissue up your sleeve off of Grand's. Hey! Line five, yes. Ollie?
Stupid straight.
There's a lot of who's related to this show today. Top work. Jordan in Aberdeen, hello.
Hello. Watching Heartbeat on a Sunday night. Hey!
Line seven, Howie.
Hello.
Yes.
Good old fashioned floppy disk.
Oh, Alex from rugby.
Have we had dial up yet?
Stamped addressed envelopes. I think they're still on, but still quite a who. Line one, Jonty.
Choosing your top eight friends on MySpace. Hey!
Oh, no, there goes the klaxon. Rubbish, we're out of time. I had so many more as well. But let's play the Who game again soon because it's one of my faves. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Shout out to David Hindle.
Bye.
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 Yes, young farmers, yes. Harvest, yes.
Yes, young farmers.
Harvest, yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's going on?
I am in at my friend's house at the moment. We're about to go out for lunch.
Okay, are you just chilling? Are you off for the summer now?
Just chilling. Yeah, we finished college yesterday, which, oh my gosh, it's such a relief to have 7 weeks of doing nothing.
7 weeks?
7 weeks, yeah. Our college was like, our head teacher made sure that we knew we were having seven, not six, that we were privileged.
Was that like a special like meeting that you had? Like, actually, we're giving you 7 weeks.
Yeah, she was literally like that. We had an assembly and it was like a 10-minute assembly. And she literally said, you've got 7 weeks, not six. And we were like, oh, thanks, that's all right.
Gina, it is quite awesome, though.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
So how did you celebrate being off last night if you broke up yesterday?
Well, it was my friend's birthday on Wednesday, Lauren's birthday on Wednesday. So eight of us from our broadcast group all went out back to Lauren's house, and she has a tent teepee in her garden, so sure. We all slept in a teepee.
Why has she got a teepee in her back garden?
Well, I don't think it's up there all the time. I think her dad put it up for us, but...
Okay, I'm quite jealous. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Well, I'm about to go out for lunch with an old school friend, Elise, and then she's like staring at me like, say my name.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to a gig tonight for a friend of a friend.
Do you feel like you've got absolutely ages off?
Yeah, basically.
Because you have.
I know, yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Okay, I wish I was you.
Yeah.
Good to speak to you.
I've got it pretty good, haven't I, really?
Yeah, you got it good. Love you, bye! Yeah.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Right, I said earlier I had a text from someone called Josh who's having, a slightly bad day. Hi, Josh.
Hi, mate.
Right, this is a real error. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so basically I've got a little shindig later on and I decided to take the afternoon off work to get a nice trim, you know, beard trim, hair trim.
Because you're going out tonight, right?
Yeah. I thought, you know, I've got to make some sort of effort.
Got you.
To look good.
You want to look nice?
Yeah. So I get to, like, the end of my hair doing and my beard's looking good. And, like, one of the female assistants says, oh, do you know what would look really good if you got your eyebrows tinted and it'll frame up your face, you know, we can make it look nice. So, like, I tell you what, it's Friday, it's a weekend. Like, yeah, we'll get that done.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're very open-minded.
Yes. So I got it done. I thought, well, you've got to look your best, don't you, Scott?
Like, yeah, and it'll frame up your face.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. So I had it done, and then she was like, oh, I'll get a mirror. Showed me the mirror, and then I didn't really know what to say. But at the time, your brain obviously kicks in and says, yeah, it's really nice. It's really good.
And it's not, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Right, so tell me what colour your hair is.
So it's like a dark brown.
Okay, and what colour is your beard?
Very ginger.
And since about an hour ago, what colour are your eyebrows, please?
Very dark.
They're so dark, I've just seen a picture.
Yes.
Josh.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Oh, my God. Who else has seen this?
No one. So, just the people in the shop.
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, and she's not seen it yet, and there is no way I'm sending her a picture while my eyebrows look as they do.
Are you still going to go out tonight? You're going to stay in and hate yourself?
I don't know, because I was due to play a round of golf, and I've had to cancel that round of golf to try and come up with a solution to what is currently on my face.
But what are you actually going to do?
I don't know. This is what I need. I need Radio 1, and I need some sort of listener help. Is there a way that I can get rid of this? Can I lighten it? How do I solve this problem?
Okay, well, I can put it out there. Obviously, you listening now can't see the photo, but just imagine two slugs are sat on your face. That's what it looks like.
Thanks.
Sorry. Do you know, it reminds me, I took my mum to have these done as a treat. She was like, oh, Scott, I'd love to get my eyebrows done. I was like, okay, about a year ago this was. So I took her in there, it all seemed fine. And they were like, oh, you want your eyebrows done? Fine. Also, my mum's got quite light brown hair, right?
Yeah.
I went out for a breath of fresh air while they kind of did it. Came back and it looked like someone had coloured her eyebrows in with permanent marker pen, black. Not good.
No.
Okay, I'll put it out there for you, all right?
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, I'll speak to you in a bit.
See you.
Love you, bye. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Josh, are you still there?
I am, yeah.
If you just tuned in, Josh has had his eyebrows dyed and it's gone quite wrong. Very, very dark. Do you want some ideas? Some are better than others, Josh, okay, but bear with.
Okay.
Slug pellets?
No.
Okay, what about shaving them off?
Also not an option.
Right. Dye your beard darker, I quite like.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people know that I've got a ginger beard, so I think if I was to dye this dark as well, that would just completely throw people.
Right. What about if you did your hair as well, so the whole thing is the same shade?
I feel like that's a lot of effort to keep up.
Okay. Apparently lemon juice will take the edge off a bit.
Okay. How much are we talking, though?
I don't know, Josh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I give that a whirl.
Do you want some more?
Yes.
What about shave your eyebrows off and draw them back on with orange highlighter?
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a solution to the...
No, it doesn't, though, does it? I can see you're getting a little bit annoyed now. Washing up liquid.
It's a very popular search engine, and that was a similar one.
But, also, I don't know why, but the shampoo that rhymes with bed and moulders.
Okay.
But that one in particular, loads of people are suggesting, get that on your brows.
Right, okay.
Okay, let me know how it goes. Send me pictures.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Yes. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just had an email from Kath off of Australia going, g'day, Scott. Oh, g'day. She says, you see, in Australia, pizza and coffee is a thing, although the place doesn't look overrun with business. And she's actually sent me a picture of Joe's Pizza and Coffee Bar. Yeah, there's no one in there, but thanks for the picture, proving that you can have pizza and coffee together. It's not just me that does that, even though everyone texted in and said it was really weird. Earlier, we spoke to a guy called Josh. He's got really bad eyebrows after a dyeing incident in a salon early today. They gave him a beard trim and a haircut, and then they were like, do you want your eyebrows done? He was like, yeah. Now regrets that. Hey, Josh, what's the update?
Okay, so I think my missus knows.
Your missus? Okay, what's her name?
Hannah. Yeah.
How does she know?
Well, I think that either someone that she knows or her herself has, like, listened to Radio 1, because now she's wanting to have a back and forth over a very popular social media app that involves pictures.
Snapchat.
So, yeah. Well, I didn't know if I was allowed to see it, but yeah. So, yeah, so she's trying to, get, like, goad me into a back and forth, and I'm just trying to avoid it at all costs.
Oh, right, so she's trying to get into, like, a Snapchat back and forth with you, but you're just texting her back or something?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she's going to have to know at some point. What's the latest technique you've tried to get rid of the really dark eyebrows?
I'm about to try the bed and boulders technique now. Yes. Okay. I'm going to try it now.
You got some, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck with it, Josh.
Cheers, Scott.
I love you. Bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are Friday's best bits. We're back on Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1.